News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, you may have been hearing ZLA Solutions ads playing, and they've been playing since the day this show started, 9 months ago. ZLA Solutions, one of our original team members, is one of the best out there at getting people back to work, and they just had one of the best years they've ever had. And I'm telling you, it's because they're good at what they do. Now, they can help you with your logistics solutions. They can help you with your quality control. They can also, you know, help you with sorting and containment. But they are really, their bread and butter is also staffing. So if you're looking for a job, you individually, you're looking for a job, they got great jobs posted on their website, ZLAUSA.com. Go check it out, and you may find one that fits you. They've got some listed like $20 an hour, man. But then the other piece of this is maybe you're an employer, and you need to fill out the ranks of your own workforce. Well, they've got it. Go to ZLAUSA.com. They've got the ability to do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all the things you need to recruit a workforce. And yes, they can do that for you because at ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. And they often do. All right. You tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, but ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. We're going to move to number two in the triple dipper, but I do see that I've got a caller here. Let me grab that real quick. Joshua from ARAB. Hey, Joshua, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to kind of give you an idea and hear your thoughts on it with the budget and everything that copper just went over. What if our legislators had to live on the medium income of Alabama? You think that would help our legislature any?
You mean like, that was what their legislative pay was, or that's what they lived on total?
What their legislative pay was.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, Joshua, that actually is what their pay is. I helped cut the pay when I was there. So we cut the pay because the Democrats had given themselves a massive, like, 64% pay raise. We came in. I was one of the ones who refused to take my full legislative pay until we cut it. And we cut it so that it never will go higher than the median family income in the state of Alabama, because that way we figured if they do a good job and the median income goes up, they can have an automatic pay raise. If it goes down, they go down with it. So they do have that. But, you know, most of them have other jobs, but they so it's a combined income thing. But yeah, that, I mean, to your point, that's exactly what we did. So it must be a good idea on your part, because that's what we tried to do.
Right. Well, can we do the same to Congress?
Yeah, wouldn't that be a hoot? No, in fact, didn't Congress? I think Congress has gave themselves a big pay raise, didn't they? I think I saw like in the last 2 days. I've got a story on it, as a matter of fact. I'm going to hit that in a few minutes.
20 to 21%, I believe.
Yes. Like, wow. What a tone-deaf thing to do right now, man. I mean, that's unbelievable. But
well. Appreciate all you do, Phil.
Hey, Joshua, thanks so much for the call. You stay in the audience, bud. We appreciate you. He is spot on. Joshua is spot on. That was exactly what we decided to do. The solution was, what do we do with this? Do we cut it to a certain rate? Do we cut it to something that is, you know, tied to an indicator? And to Joshua's point, that was it. We literally just went ahead and what are you saying to me, Copper? Grab the mic and just tell me what you're doing.
You know, Phil, there's a Senate race going on right now. Governor's race, too.
What are you saying?
You sound like a pretty good guy is what I'm saying.
Oh, too late. I'm not jumping in that. Don't be wishing that stuff on me. I've been in politics, and if God ever calls again, we'll see. But right now, I don't think he's calling. I don't have that mode like I had in my monologue where I said, why not? I don't have that place in my life right now. I see the phones ringing already again, and we got about a minute and a half. So let's see if we can get one in here. Copper, as soon as you're ready, highlight his name and I'll grab it. Folks, listen, that was the thing. Myself and just a handful of others, we went down there saying, we're going to cut that pay. And we did. A lot of folks forget that. Those kind of things are gone right now. Hey, let me grab this with less than a minute to go. I got line two. Patrick from over in the Shoals. Hey, Patrick, I'll tell you what. Copper, ask Patrick if he'll hold on, because we're hitting the break right now, and I don't want to shortchange him. So ask if he can hold on or call right back, and I'd appreciate it. We'll definitely get him on the air. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. solid conservative and just plain right. Man, I love good callers. Y'all make my show so much easier. 866-494-9866 if you want to call in. We'll be right back.